Hello and welcome to Up to Date from WVIA. I'm Sarah Cinto, here to get you up to date at your own pace with what we're doing here at WVIA News. No matter where or when you're listening, we'll be bringing you the most interesting and important stories of the day, every weekday, here on Up to Date. As we start the week today, a Wyoming County borough will spend this year celebrating its 150th anniversary. Local medical students learn where they'll spend their residencies and will talk off the mat with a nationally ranked wrestler from Wilkes University. It's Monday, March 24th. Time to get you up to date. First, students at Geisinger Commonwealth School of Medicine got some good news on Friday. It was National Match Day. That's when fourth-year med students learn which residency program they matched with across the country. WVIA's Lydia McFarlane has more from the moment 115 graduating students learned and celebrated their next step.
3, 2, 1, congratulations!
Students counted down until noon when they were able to finally open the envelopes dictating their futures. Jessica Finelli matched with Geisinger in Northeast Pennsylvania. She is originally from Lenoxville.
Not many people are able to train and then, you know, do their residency and practice where they're from, and I feel really blessed to have that opportunity.
Residency comes after the completion of medical school. Physicians work full-time in a training capacity. Residency can be anywhere from 3 to 7 years. Dr. Julie Byerly is the medical school's dean. She is proud that all 115 graduating students matched.
These are dreams coming true for these students.
The college encourages students to stay local with programs like the Abigail Geisinger Scholars. It requires students to practice for Geisinger after residency. Joanna Bernatovich from Jefferson Township is part of the program. She matched at her top choice, the University of Vermont for Family Medicine. She's excited to train there before starting her career in Northeast Pennsylvania.
I think it'll feel like a homecoming.
In NEPA, Byerly looks forward to welcoming 148 soon-to-be physicians from other medical schools that matched with Geisinger. In Scranton, I'm Lydia McFarlane, WVIA News.
Now to Wyoming County, where a small borough will celebrate its 150th anniversary in a big way this year. The anniversary of Nicholson's incorporation is in August, but the borough's sesquicentennial committee believes the milestone calls for a year-long celebration. WVIA's Sydney Alibaugh stopped by the Nicholson Tourism Center to find out more.
The Nicholson Sesquicentennial Committee will celebrate the borough as it was when it was founded.
In essence, we kind of want to see Nicholson as 1875 all over again as much as we can.
That's Kathy Steele. She's the co-chair of the Nicholson Sesquicentennial Committee. Nicholson will hold monthly themed events this year to honor overlooked parts of its history. The committee held presentations on its grand hotels in January and its fire company in February. The March event will highlight stores and businesses. There will be a presentation on March 29th at 1 p.m. in the Nicholson Tourism Center. Bob Gritman is from the Nicholson Heritage Association and Sesquicentennial Committee. He says the year-long celebration intends to increase community engagement.
We are here to preserve what histories we can.
The official sesquicentennial celebration is scheduled for the weekend of August 23rd. That's the exact date Nicholson was founded in 1875. Tentative activities for the August celebration include a parade, horse-drawn carriage rides, a costume ball, and more. Follow Nicholson Sesquicentennial on Facebook for more details and updates. Reporting from Nicholson, I'm Sydney Alibaugh, WVIA News.
Well, since Nicholson is reflecting on its history, let's do the same. Director of Journalism Julie Sidoni has your look back at This Week in History.
This Week in History, a brief look at some of the biggest happenings here at home and around the world, March 24th through the 30th. 1953, it's the week American medical researcher Dr. Jonas Salk announces he's successfully tested a vaccine against the virus that causes polio. 1981, President Ronald Reagan is shot in the chest outside a Washington, D.C. hotel. Press Secretary James Brady is also shot and critically wounded. 1989, the supertanker Exxon Valdez runs aground on a reef in Alaska, spilling an estimated 11 million gallons of oil into the water. 1999, this is the week of one of the nation's worst commercial nuclear accidents. Radiation is released at Three Mile Island in the Harrisburg area, resulting in damage and evacuations. And in 1972, The Godfather, a three-hour movie about an Italian-American crime family, debuts in theaters nationwide. That's This Week in History. I'm Julie Sedoni, WVIA News. More up to date after this break.
We report to you. I'm Kat Bolas from the WVIA News team. Every day we strive to bring you interesting and unique stories from around the region. Find us on air and online at WVIA.org.
Welcome back. Here's one you might have missed over the weekend. A wrestler from Wilkes University competed at the national level this month. In Beyond the Scoreboard, a new sports feature for WVIA News, Sarah Hofius Hall learns more about Cameron Butka's dedication on and off the mat.
Cameron Butka knew the day would come. The last match for the two-time All-American wrestler at Wilkes University had the biggest stage yet. Win, and he was the NCAA Division III national champion in his weight class. The Wilkes senior had spent 4 years juggling the demands of his biochemistry major. He had spent his life preparing for the moment. In three periods, just 7 minutes, a record-breaking career would be over.
But be able to break free.
Butka lost 11-3, but he still felt like he had won.
Got off that mat and I was just like so happy with like my entire wrestling career. It was a lot of emotions to feel at one time. There was just so many feelings all at once, it's hard to describe them, but I think the best thing that I felt was probably a really good sense of pride.
Butka first wrestled competitively in sixth grade. He grew up watching his dad, Rob, coach wrestling at West Scranton High School.
He wrestled in his first match ever and he beat somebody really, really good. But it was just something that, again, he just took on and you know, wanted to be the best and would always push hard.
He went on to win more than 100 matches at West Scranton. His mom, Pina, says he has the same dedication in the classroom.
He just, like, does everything 100%. There's no slacking off for him, and he really sees no point in doing anything unless you put your whole heart and soul into it.
That dedication earned him the title of West Scranton High School valedictorian. When he visited the Wilkes wrestling room and met the coaching staff, he knew he had found a home with the Colonels. John Laudenslager has served as the program's head coach for 22 years. He called Butka a once-in-a-generation wrestler.
Everything he does is so calculated, and you know, it's just all done to plan. You know, his practice planning, his academic planning. He's just he's a master of getting, you know, the most out of his time.
Part of that was out of necessity. At West, excelling at academics came easily for Butka. As a biochemistry major at Wilkes, he had to work harder.
This content that I was learning was all brand new. I didn't understand any of it. And it was kind of like scary for the first time because I felt helpless.
He went to his professor's office hours. He attended tutoring sessions. He learned organic chemistry and quantum physics. He'd attend classes in the morning and then head to the gym for midday wrestling practices. Then he'd trade his wrestling singlet for a lab coat for the rest of the afternoon. He'll graduate with honors this spring, then head to the University of Pittsburgh to pursue a PhD in chemistry. He hopes for a future in pharmaceutical drug development. For his final match, he faced the top-ranked wrestler in the 197-pound weight class. He finished his career with the most wins in Wilkes program history.
He made all the sacrifices he needed to. He doesn't regret anything. Not many kids get to say that.
Butka smiled widely as he stood on the second-place podium during that night's trophy ceremony.
Being on a team is a privilege, especially being at Wilkes University and on their wrestling team has been more than a privilege. It's been probably the best experience I've ever had in my entire life. So just really take pride in what you do and enjoy every little second before it's gone.
Reporting from Wilkes-Barre, I'm Sarah Hofius Hall, WVIA News.
Find more of this story at WVIA.org or listen for it Wednesday afternoon during All Things Considered on WVIA Radio.
Well, I certainly hope you're feeling up to date this Monday. Want to know more? You can find these stories all at WVIA.org or on the newly revamped WVIA mobile app. Thanks for starting your week with me here on Up to Date. I'm Sarah Cinto, and if you want to keep hearing my voice and the rest of the WVIA news team, remember to subscribe and listen every weekday wherever you get your podcasts or right at WVIA.org. And if you just can't get enough, sign up for the WVIA News Notes newsletter, delivered in a nice, eco-friendly email every Tuesday and Friday morning with all the local stories you need to know. Have a great Monday. I'll catch you tomorrow here on Up to Date.